Really good. Excited to be joined now by Tony Smith. You hear him weekdays 2 to 4 alongside my best friend Homer and a pebble, Chris Larson, who's also running this show each and every day. He's the Marquette Hall of Famer. You hear him on the Marquette Basketball Radio Network. Also a former Milwaukee Buck. Tony, I might have to spend this entire segment running down your resume, so I'm going to stop there. Appreciate the time, buddy. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Alex? How's it going, buddy?
Oh, not too bad on my end, man. Feeling good, but could be feeling better. The diagnosis on Chris Middleton this morning, ruining my day a little bit, Tony. Obviously, the Bucks would like to have him, but I'm still feeling pretty confident about the Bucks' chances in this next series, even without Chris Middleton. Where are you at?
Man, I can't say I'm that confident. how can you be confident? Middleton's a big miss. I mean,
of course,
the guy was huge last year throughout the playoff run when, you know, Giannis wasn't there to take over. It was Middleton taking over some games. As a matter of fact, when Giannis went down, Middleton dominated. So, man, you just never know in these playoffs. It's so tough. Matter of fact, these playoffs have been terrible for me because there's a lot of stars, a lot of big-name players getting hurt, and it just sucks to see these guys out and also not to see teams at full strength. So, you know, the Bucks, man, they're going to miss him certainly, and especially in an entire series. That's the difference here, you know, against Chicago. Well, first of all, Chicago, I mean, I had no fear of that one. I lost 500 on that one because I bet the Bucks in a sweep, Alex. So that tells you where I thought about that series. But, you know, Boston Celtics are a different animal. You've already said that as much. And they're playing as well as anybody or better than anybody, would you say? I mean, that's just what it is right now. Yeah, so it's just going to be a tough ask for the Bucks right now without one of their best players, their second best player. But I'm not saying there's not a chance. I'm just saying I don't feel as good as you do.
Yeah, you know, Tony, I'm not sitting here and saying they're going to win in a sweep like you said you did against the Chicago Bulls. This series goes 6 or 7 regardless one way or another. I think as hot as the Celtics are you thinking they can win this in 4 or 5, or are you still kind of with me 6 or 7?
I'm not saying – I don't think they're going to do it. The Bucks are certainly going to get some games. But the other thing was, as I said on my show, the first thing is I don't know if Boston can continue the clip they're playing at. I mean, they've been playing good for months now. So I don't know how long they can sustain that. I know you want to peak going into the playoffs, but that's peaking, February, March. That's not peaking in January. They've been killing since the beginning of the year. So it's been a long streak. I just have a feeling that they're going to come back down to earth a little bit, at least a few games, and that's where the Bucks are going to have a chance to maybe sneak in the series and like you say, pull it out. There's a chance they pull it out, but man, I don't have a good feeling about it. If I had to spend another 500, I would say that Boston wins this series, but certainly Marky's going to put up a fight.
All right, Chris, we can hang up on him now. That's enough pessimism from Tony Smith. I'm just kidding. I do want to ask Tony Smith with us here on Bucks at 6. Jason Tatum, I mean, you talk about an incredible clip. The series that guy had against the Brooklyn Nets was superstardom. I that might even be an understatement. Has he been the most impressive player to you in the NBA playoffs so far?
Yeah, man. He's been really good. And, I mean, not only offensively is he playing at a high clip, but the way he was able to defend Kevin Durant, I think, opened some eyes as well. I don't know if everybody was seeing him as that type of a complete player. And they're going to need that. I mean, obviously, he will be matched up against Giannis, but I got to tell you right now, he's not going to be able to do that to Giannis. Giannis is a different type of player. He's not as good as Kevin Durant is, all-world offensively. Giannis is a different animal. And Jason Tatum, for one, is too small. If Giannis decides to go down to the block, he's going to get toasted down there. He's too little. So that and the Bucks' ability to get hot from three are two things that, you know, give me some hopes that the Bucks can actually pull this off, because Giannis is going to be unstoppable. It's just, what are the rest of the Bucks going to do? Are they going to hit their threes, or are they going to do like the game where they let Chicago take one, and are they going to miss their threes? You know what I mean? That's going to be one thing that you have to watch out for. The other guys, with Middleton out especially, you got to see a lot of what you saw from Grayson Allen again in the last two games. You got to see that Grayson Allen show up. You got to see Bobby Portis being Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez being Brooke Lopez. Wes Matthews has to come. So you got to get a lot of guys, as they say, next man up, but it's next crew up. You're not going to replace Middleton but one guy.
No, that's completely true, and I think that's a perfect example of what we saw in that Chicago series, right, Tony? I mean, you had the Grayson Allen games, of course, but you also had Bobby Portis after his eye abrasion in Game 2 come to life. You had Brooke Lopez early in the series, really, doing work down low. So it's going to be interesting. But you brought up the Tatum-Giannis matchup. There's another matchup in this game I'm really intrigued to see, and that's Jrue Holiday and Marcus Smart go head-to-head at the point. Matchup are you looking forward to the most? I imagine Giannis Tatum?
No. The one you just mentioned. Those two guys are elite defenders, and they're a little underrated offensively. I think Jrue Holiday is a guy who can go off. We've seen him go off in situations, but he's not really looking as good all the time. And the same can be said for Marcus Smart. These guys are facilitators. They're going to take their shots when they come. They're going to take the opportunities when they come, and they've been pretty efficient at doing that. But certainly going to be a good matchup, I think. In this situation, I would give the edge to Jrue Holiday for the simple fact that he is a true point guard. Marcus Smart is not really a point guard. I mean, he has only become a point guard out of necessity. He's been playing it over the past few years in spots, but he's not a true point guard. So I think really Jrue Holiday can put a lot of pressure on him and affect his game. Maybe, force him to play some more minutes, because I don't see any other. Peyton Pritchard is going to come in and play the point. I don't think so. Not with Jrue Holiday hounding him. So, maybe he can wear him down. I think Jrue Holiday has that advantage, but it's certainly going to be an unbelievable matchup.
What do you make of Grayson Allen's emergence in that series against Chicago? I mean, games 3 and 4 especially, it was just like, where was this guy the last two games? It was pretty incredible what he did over the weekend, Tony. What'd you make of what he was able to do against Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, he looked great again. He didn't do much the first couple of games, and all of a sudden he picked up his production. I mean, a lot of times it comes with minutes as well. You're going to get more minutes than normal. It kind of gives you a little bit of a mental boost that you're going to be in there. Other times, guys are not sure. And, I've been in a situation on teams where I'm not sure the minutes I'm going to get. And it's difficult to then get your game off in that situation. But if you kind of say, we got a guy hurt, I'm going to play 20 minutes for sure. So then you're a little more relaxed. You're not as anxious, not feeling like I have to hurry up and do something. It's going to come to me, and I have time to be on the floor to let the game come to me. So you can play more relaxed. That's what we're seeing out of Grayson Allen right now. So Milton's still going to be out, and he's still going to get those minutes, especially coming off what he did those last two games of the Chicago series. So you just got to hope, if you're a Bucks fan, that he continues to play like he is, knocking down shots and being a pesky defender.
If I could give you the option to watch one of these two tonight, one of them is on tonight, the NFL Draft Round 1 or Game 1, Boston-Milwaukee, which one are you looking forward to most, Tony?
I'd have to say game – no, I take that back. I got to say NFL Draft, man. Come on. The Draft. I'm a
right,
big Packers fan.
There's nothing like it.
It's a big Packers fan. They got to get their crap together, or else they're going to upset me and ruin my night. Now if you said Game 7, Bucks Boston, I might have to do a split screen. I'll watch one on my phone and one on my TV.
I respect it. I know this is a basketball show, but I got to ask. You're a sports talk host. You talk it all. What you said? If the Packers upset you, what would have to happen for them to upset you? They don't draft a wide receiver tonight?
No, they don't. They don't address the wide receiver position. Now, I don't necessarily think they have to draft any. I'm not upset if they don't, because Rodgers doesn't seem to do well with the rookie receivers anyway. So right. I would, I pitched a theory out there. Hey, go get some of those veteran wide receivers who are maybe not the top of their game, but they still got something left, because the theory what's been in Green Bay the entire time is that Rodgers can elevate normal guys, right? He can help them become better. So go get, you already went and got, right, Sammy Watkins. He's that caliber guy that I'm talking about. Go get an Emmanuel Sanders now. Go get Cole Beasley, Braxton Berrios, Keelan Cole. Go get some of these guys who are, you've heard the names before, but maybe they haven't been with the best quarterbacks. Now you put them with Aaron Rodgers, I think you get something better out of them. So I don't care if they draft one or if they make a move, but they have to address that position at some point, somehow, some way. And if it's not done by picking up a guy who's out there on the free agent market or trading for somebody, then they have to draft one. But either way, it has to be addressed, or else I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Tony, I got to be honest. I would have put $500 that the name Braxton Berrios was not brought up in our conversation today, but guess I would have lost that bet. That was a pull out of nowhere.
That's how desperate I am, Alex. I'm reaching. We need something, man. I don't want to have to go out there and Aaron Rodgers throwing me balls, because I ain't going to catch Jack. I tell you that, because I don't want to get hit.
You still got some gas left in the tank? Maybe the Bucks need
you. No. No. I couldn't do anything. I'll tell you right now, I see a guy coming at me, I'm laying down.
I love it. Tony Smith, appreciate the time. Before I let you go, though, Chris Larson, he produces this show, Bucks at 6, also produces your show, Homer and Tony, which you can hear daily, 2 to 4 p.m. on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Any tips for me for working with Chris Larson, a.k.a. Pebble?
Yeah, don't upset him. He's kind of mean and ornery sometimes. You get on his bad side, he'll give you a look. He'll give you looks through the glass, man. I tell you, I see him all the time. I'm always watching him, and he's rolling his eyes back there. Just be on time for breaks, Alex. That's the best thing I can tell you.
Yeah, luckily for Alex, he's not on the other side of the glass from me, so you can't see my my looks on my eyebrows, which is more beneficial for him probably. So,
but still be on time for breaks, Alex. That's all I got
to
say.
Well, then I must say, Tony, I have to let you go in order to be on time for breaks. Really appreciate the time, dude. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Yeah, we got
to
go. Let's go.
All right. Take care, gentlemen. See you guys.
That's Tony Smith, host of Homer and Tony, which you can hear weekdays 2 to 4 p.m. right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Or go get the Homer and Tony podcast wherever you get your podcast, or at WisconsinOnDemand.com. We all need more Chris Larson in our life, so we'll get some more Chris Larson as we go around the NBA. That's next. It's Bucks at 6:30 right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Bucks at 6 on ESPN Wisconsin and streaming on WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Big thanks to our guy Tony Smith for joining us last segment. Talking Bucks, a little NFL draft talk mixed in there. As well as the Bucks again punched their ticket to the second round of the NBA playoffs, a 4-1 series win over the Chicago Bulls in Game 5. A Game 5 win last night punches their ticket.